The hospital tax Doyle proposed last year is basically an accounting maneuver that lets facilities that treat lots of poor patients qualify for more federal Medicaid funding. There might be winners and losers among individual hospitals, but taken as a whole, they'd come out ahead by hundreds of millions. Doyle was asked by reporters whether the plan is on the table.
Well, it should be. I mean, there's like $450 million of federal money that we can go get, and it's just nonsense to me that you just sort of turn your back and walk away from that.
The governor has yet to release details of what he wants the state to cut to deal with a projected $650 million shortfall in the budget that was caused by a slowdown in the economy. He says he hopes to spread out the pain.
You know, let's not go back and pick big winners and losers, but everybody's going to have to be hit by this, and so you try to spread that fairly evenly so that everybody knows they're not having to bear an undue share of it.
Whatever the governor comes up with for dealing with the budget will certainly be fought over in the legislature. Assembly Republicans say they don't want to raise any taxes, and to them that includes the hospital assessment. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats want to collect more taxes from corporations who lower their own tax burdens through the use of out-of-state subsidiaries. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.